Time to answer those coronavirus questions. Facebook and Twitter, submit them to us. Use the hashtag KNX Corona Questions. Email us, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us today, Dr. Michael Hertz with the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hertz, thanks for joining us again, and happy Friday. This is expected to be another warm weekend. Do you worry people are going to be going to places without masks or social distancing, and we'll see another jump in cases?
Haven't we not learned these lessons? I mean, I don't know what it's going to take. This is really important that people understand that if we behave like the other countries in Europe and Asia and follow these, you know, social distancing guidelines, create, you know, the quality air indoors that we see outdoors, wear masks certainly when you're not able to be social distanced. Those are the things that work. That is how these other countries beat this. And the reason it's beating us is because we're not following those directions.
Well, let's talk about the indoors and the outdoors, because we've decided, you know, the beach, socially distanced, out in the wind, okay. Hike, yeah. Far away from other people, wear a mask. When you're close, good. But inside, I mean, we see all these studies from restaurants and stuff, and that's why the indoor dining is closed. You want, what, filtered air? You want air to be moving from the outside in and out again? You don't want it, like, stagnant.
Exactly. When you're inside, it needs to feel like their outdoor breezes are inside. And this is something that we've been talking about for months. It's on every major public health website, including the Los Angeles Department of Public Health, recommending, you know, significant indoor air filtration with, you know, tabletop or floor-based air scrubbers and air filters. My office has 15 of them throughout the office. Anywhere you stand in my office, you can feel a breeze, unlike most offices where the air is a bit stagnant. There's some coming through the, you know, HVAC system, but otherwise it's not an outdoor experience. And if restaurants put those in, bars, it's going to be a little harder because people are much closer and there are issues with that. But, you know, small retail shops and certainly other venues where you need to be inside, like a mall, you can create that outdoor environment indoors and it would be safe. But we haven't done any of that. As a result, we're suffering with, you know, significant increase in cases. And unfortunately, now deaths are also rising.
Did you mention at home? I guess at home we should be opening up our windows more often.
Well, yes, if someone is coming in from outside your bubble, right? So if you're inviting a another, you know, person over, if you are having a worker come to your home, then yes, you want to open everything up, put fans on so that you're blowing that outside air into your home to dilute any virus that is going to get outside of somebody's mask. But if it's just everybody in your bubble, you don't really have to be concerned because you're all sharing that same air anyways.
We've talked to you before about the long-termers, people who have dealt with COVID for a real long time, and in many cases, really bad cases of it, right? But now there's this new study out, and the CDC is talking about this. People even with mild symptoms, including young adults, they can stay sick for several weeks. So what do you do with that when it comes to somebody who might be trying to take trips out to the store, thinks they're okay, and they just got a little bit of a sniffle, but maybe they start to venture outside? That can be a problem if they're still shedding virus.
It can be a problem, absolutely, and that's why people need to wear masks and why indoor environments need to have sufficient, you know, ventilation, and large big box stores, large groceries seem to be doing that because we were able to crush the curve while still having people shop at these essential businesses. And in other countries like Europe, which we continue to talk about, as well as Asia, they have the same, you know, risk as we do, a young person perhaps, you know, venturing out when they're still shedding virus. But because they are all working together, not fighting with each other like we do in this country, they've been able to keep their counts low. I mean, if you look at the number of new cases in Germany, France, Italy, it's really under 1,000, a few hundred a day, and we are at 70,000 as of yesterday.
Dr. Hurt, now when it comes down to these long haulers, as they're being called, are they really, do they really have long-term damage to their body, certain organs?
Well, we are seeing some of that. You know, in patients who had to be hospitalized, the vascular damage from these microclots that plug up their kidneys, their lungs, and potentially other organs like the brain and cause stroke, then you're dealing with long-term issues. The medications, unfortunately, that we have to give you to keep you alive while you're on a ventilator, those can also cause some long-term, you know, issues. But You know, I've been treating it now for going on 5 months, every day in my office. And for the most part, the patients who don't have to get into the hospital, we're not seeing any kind of long-term significant damage. Some people still feel a little short of breath, some coughs, some wheezing a few months later, but nothing that's really keeping them from doing what they need to do or to live their lives.
Talking about the bubble and seeing people out of it, we've gotten a couple questions in about people wondering what to do if they have to go see somebody. They need to take care of a family member or just visit because it's been a really long time. And I guess the only safe way to really do it and follow all the rules is to go and hold yourself up in a hotel room for 2 weeks and then go straight to them and see them, right? So what else can you do to make it as safe as possible? Road trip rather than flying? Do you see people coming to you for one of the rapid tests? If they're not sure, they can wait a couple days to get one of the ones from the county. What can you try to do to make it okay?
Well, yes, you want to know whether you and you want to know whether they have been infected. And in other countries, as we talked about last week, they have rapid testing where you can know in a couple hours or within an hour whether or not you have the virus. And that is the important information that people need to know, whether going into an office or going to visit somebody. Do I have it? Do you have it? If we don't have it, then the social distancing, masks, indoor air ventilation, quality bump up is all you need to do to protect yourself. But if you don't know, then yes, you have to be more careful by taking alternative routes of travel. You have to quarantine yourself. If you can't get a test today, the turnaround time for a nasal swab on an asymptomatic person just wanting to know whether they have it is currently at 2 weeks. It's crazy.
Dr. Hurt, you sound a bit frustrated over how we're behaving out here in dealing with COVID-19. Are you feeling that frustration that I'm hearing?
Yeah, you are picking up on it, absolutely. You know, when I look across the pond and I look across to other countries that have kicked this, I'm like, you know, we can do that. There's nothing they are doing you know, better than us in terms of our technology. What they are doing is they're working together, they're following the rules, and they increased their testing capacity and their contact tracing while they were flattening the curve. We did none of that. And so here we are, worse than we were, you know, a few months ago, and struggling to watch this next curve go down, but it's higher than it ever has been, and it's unfortunate. I will tell you the good news is that this week I saw very few new COVID cases. So I believe that the curve is coming back down because of this shutdown and people being more careful. So I'm hopeful that once we get through August and a little bit of September, the deaths and the case numbers are going to go back to where they were.
Dr. Michael Hurt, Center for Integrative Medicine, Tarzana. Doctor, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.